Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
I have met fire!
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
There's the final whistle. Seattle, we're coming back. Monday night in the round of 16. The United States, despite being down a man for half an hour, has beaten Bosnia and Herzegovina and has moved on to the next round of the World Cup.
There it is, and it was crazy as the United States were able to advance. The what is the last time they won in the round of 32 to get to the round of 16 was 2002, excuse me, and that was thought to be a historic run and one of those crazy runs. But this one happened. And it's happening in the United States, as the United States is the host country, and you can really see they're competing with these teams, and they're on the level of at least getting close to the level of these teams that are left in the 16 and even further. So you can see they are closing in and putting out a much better product than they have in the past. And, Clint, we've talked a lot about the unfortunate red card. But I think last night was huge on many fronts. One, that they won that thing. We've heard from a lot of experts that thought, boy, when they had to go down a man for the last 30 minutes and it was 1-0, that they thought that they were in trouble. But they were able to sustain. And really, to be honest, there weren't very many real scoring chances, right? I think they had one shot out inside of 15 feet. Outside of that, they really dominated even when they were down a man. And you could just feel the atmosphere. It was an event. And this thing is becoming, as we talked about yesterday, Clint, even more of a special moment. This feels like we're entering one of those moments where we'll remember and talk about this down the line.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. That moment you're talking about is there. I think it's fascinating how it's all happening, though, right? You got a young team that's turning the corner. You got a young team that's trending upward. Now you're going to catch a higher-ranked team in Belgium that happens to be trending downward. And so now you got to do it without one of your lead dogs. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's sports. It's part of it. But yeah, there's such a build, right? You start yesterday's game, obviously, in the knockout rounds. Yesterday's game, being down that one guy, you know, Tillman goes out and scores that second goal. And it seems like there's just guys that are on the verge of breaking out or becoming known or, you know, becoming a bigger part of the USA team. And so that part of it is really cool. When your best player on the offensive end, at least your best, you know, your best goal getter, if you will, when he goes out, there's an opportunity there. Do you shrink in that moment, or do you have guys that stand up and the moment's not too big and they go play lights out and they have they have monster moments themselves, like Tillman did. You know, that free kick, I think it's called, that Tillman scored on yesterday is being compared to some of the greatest goals that we've seen. And that is not only answering the bell, that is being great in the moment when you're given the opportunity. And so that's the cool part about this team is we really don't know how good they are.
Yeah.
We know they're coming. We know they're better. We know they got a shot. Hell, they're favored against Belgium without their best guy. So we don't know exactly how good they really are. I think there's a lot of unknown with these guys. And so it's really cool to kind of get to know them right there as the World Cup unfolds and they win games. That's pretty cool.
As you said, Tyler, that mean Tyler picked up a dub on T-Mill's best bets with that one at 2-0. And he did either 1 or 2-0 was going to give him the dub if you listened yesterday. But, again, as Clint said, Tyler, they're -130 odds to advance over Belgium. So they are still favored without their leading goal scorer. And to Clint's point, how impactful Flo has been during this season through four matches. He didn't play against Turkey because they were holding some of their top guys out. But through the four matches, he's played three of them. He scored three goals and on seven shots. Right, and he received that red card. He's been their leading goal scorer in this World Cup. So that's a big deal taking him off the field. And from the analogy that John Lopez and Reggie gave earlier when we did the crosstalk, it's either their first or second best offensive player. Right? John said C.J. Stroud and the equivalent of losing C.J. Stroud. And Reggie said the equivalent of losing Nico Collins. So that's a big deal. But as Clint said, and as we just talked about, they are still to be favored right now in this. And the home crowd, it is hard not to feed off of it. They'll be in Seattle. It'll be on Monday the 6th. That should be a scene. So you just hope this thing keeps going. If you're looking for it, they have faced them. They faced them March 28th, and they faced them in Atlanta. And Belgium did win 5-2 in that match. So hopefully it doesn't end up like that. But still, even with that, they are still favored in this match coming up on Monday. So
well, the deal is though, Ron. I did hear that Flo may have spent some time in Magic City that night before the game. So there was a couple players may have been a little exhausted.
Heard that,
yeah,
I wouldn't. Hey. He's doing the LeBron silencer. I would not put that past him.
He's got a night in Magic City with him.
I could see it in him. They should,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, word on the street is they were a little exhausted, didn't take the game real serious. This is going to be a different game.
Yeah. I think the goalie should go with his gloves to Magic City.
That guy was a little odd.
He went up there and got that corner kick, though. He went up there and
– Oh, he was aggressive. He was aggressive and went and got multiple kicks, didn't he?
He pushed that sucker.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Astros are off tonight. They did lose and finally lost a series, which, hey, man, as Jeremy Pena said, they need to stack them, and they stacked five in a row, and they ended up losing 8-3. They'll turn the page on that much-needed day off for this group, as they did have some. Christian Walker left the game with some back stiffness. He said he didn't think it's serious. Said he declared he'll be in the lineup on Friday. Hopefully, hopefully Joe knows that. And Delgado had an injury with his pinky finger dislocated. They had to put that thing back in, so we'll see about him. But Christian Javier will return, but they are facing – he'll be in the bullpen. They are facing the top team record-wise in the American League, the Tampa Bay Rays, and they got a hitter who was going off. I think he's hit a home run in six straight. And so O'Junior's been going off, thank God. Mike's not pitching in this series, or he'd be in
trouble. Get him for a couple, huh?
Yeah, I think Tyler would have to make best bets on that one.
Yeah, look, I know they lost this series. The Astros obviously lost this series, but they lost that series with Burrows and MI, pitching. So I mean, it's one of those where it wasn't the best, the best that the Astros can offer. Well, the Rays are catching the best they can offer. I think this is a great litmus test. Great, kind of setting of the bar, if you will. Who are the Astros? Do you have a chance when you've got your top three pitchers on the mound versus really the best that the American League has to offer right now? Do you have, you know, what do you look like versus in that, given that situation? It's the Astros are playing good baseball right now. I know, again, the Twins series didn't go as planned, but you can't just poo-poo the last five series away. They're in a really good spot. We'll see what we'll see what they can do against one of the best in baseball.
To your point, tomorrow Arrigetti gets the ball, Hunter Brown behind him, and Pete Lambert. Those have been the three best starting pitchers for this team. And again, man, we've said this about the last few starts, and now it's really a thing. Spencer Arrigetti, it is really big for him to get back on track.
Mm-hmm.
His last five starts have struggled. He is 0-3, has thrown 25 innings, and has 25 earned runs in 25 innings, and has given up 7 home runs in that time frame. So it'll be big for him to pick it up. And he's going to face an offensive team that is obviously able to have some success offensively as they've done throughout the season. So it'll be big for him. And then Hunter Brown, you feel good about, and Peter Lambert. Peter's kind of labored through his last couple of starts as well. So hopefully those two in particular can kind of get back on track. Little side note, we know Christian Javier is coming back, and he'll be in the bullpen on Friday. But Lance McCullers, who – told you. I think I said it was last week or 2 weeks ago. I completely had forgotten about Lance. I completely forgot about him, but he had a rehab start in Sugar Land. 4 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 3 Ks. He threw 60 pitches, 41 strikes, and he was just about 93 miles per hour with his sinker. So he is getting right, and it looks like he may be a couple starts or a start away. He is getting stretched out, and he could be an option for this squad too. So they've got Javier coming back Friday, and Lance could be an option. And the way that really Emi and Homer Mike have thrown, really those guys are guys that could be real options right now, the way that they have been able to pitch.
Well, they got options coming. I don't know how good those options are going to be, and I don't know where they're going to slide in. I mean, I thought Christian Javier, that last outing in Sugar Land, I thought would have put him in the starting rotation.
His last two were really good.
I thought that would have put him in the starting rotation, but they thought better of it and put him in the bullpen. We'll see what the path back is for Lance McCullers and kind of how that shakes things up. But it's good to have options coming. I don't know what they're going to be, what kind of options they're going to be.
You said how good they are, but yeah.
I have no idea what – I don't even know where they're going to land, but it's good to have options at this point in time, given what we've dealt with this first 90 games of the season. Are we 90 games in already?
I'm telling you, man. Lance said, man, I'm not just making coffee.
It's a long season, man.
I'm more than coffee. We'll get back in here.
Is Carly Lloyd tall, or are the cats around or short?
She's probably got some good heels on. I mean, she's
definitely got.
I don't know her height. I don't know her height.
Bury me in the H.
5 o'clock fire.
I'm a Carly Lloyd fan. Always.
I could tell by the way you got quiet when I said her name.
Always been. No, I think she's great on the pitch.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what you're talking about.
I do. Tim Hardaway Sr. This is.
She's your age.
This is an interesting story here. Well, Tim Hardaway Sr. has. A son, obviously, Tim Hardaway Jr. He has just signed with the Miami Heat. Clint Tim Hardaway Sr.'s jersey is retired for the Miami Heat. And ever since he was a little itty-bitty boy, Tim Hardaway Jr. has honored his dad by wearing the same number 10. He's worn number 10 where he's been, wherever he's been, from Dallas to wherever. And Tim Hardaway Sr. went ahead and nipped that right in the bud, said, yeah, my jersey's retired for the Miami Heat, number 10, but damn it, it's staying retired. And I don't care that you wear number 10, you're not wearing it. You're going to have to pick a different number, is what he told his son, because he can unretire it if he wants to, but he does not want to. He said to our sister station in Miami, my legacy is my legacy, and he's doing it his way. Even though he likes to wear 10, hell, he loves to wear 10. But that is not coming down from the rafters, Tim Hardaway Sr.
Mm.
Said, what? in the hell?
I can get.
Oh, Clint.
No. Listen. Let me say.
I
can get where a player would not want his jersey brought out of the Raptors. I cannot get okay. where he would want his jersey or not allow his jersey to be brought out of the Raptors for his son. I mean, I would think that would be the flip of like, hey, I love that mine's up there, and I love that it would come down so you can put it on your back.
Yeah.
You're my son.
Bronny couldn't do it because his dad was still using the number.
Correct.
You're not using it. And it's the number he's always worn. It's still going to have Hardaway on the back of it. That is wild. Yeah. I cannot. He's dead ass serious.
I still wouldn't be able to do it, but he's a prom. I mean, he's obviously not a superstar, but he's obviously a guy that's not just a rental.
He's going to play.
He's going to play.
Yeah, they need his shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess if he were just kind of a boy hanging on by a fringe, if he was a Clint Sterner of the NBA, like, yeah, maybe. Even then, I still couldn't be like, damn, you got to at least let him wear it.
My son, we have the exact same name.
you can literally wear the same exact jersey and just put Junior on it.
Yes, just throwing. If you don't even want me to put Junior on it, I will just throw Hardaway on it. I cannot believe he said that. I cannot believe my legacy is my legacy. Oh, I bet his wife Yolanda is hot. I did some digging. Yeah,
why do you know all these guys' wives?
Well, one of the first things I thought is this has to be an issue if he is still with Tim Jr.'s mom.
I'd say so.
And they are. They are happily married, I believe.
Living in Michigan. I stood by your side and traveled all over this country following you playing basketball, and we ain't going to let our son wear your number.
Oh, and he is so serious about it. There is no way she's sitting there. There has got to be some sort of silent treatment. There was a start. Okay, Tim. Come on, Tim. Tim, you ain't gonna let you ain't gonna let our son wear the jersey. Nope, that's mine. I did that.
Wasn't you? Wasn't him? I did that.
And it's not like it doesn't immediately go back into the Raptors as soon.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough love.
He's been tough on Tim's ass from the beginning. That's what Rick Brunson would do if he had a jersey. Rick Brunson told his son after he won the championship, you still ain't as good as Patrick Ewing. You still got a ways to go. Rick's over there. Yeah, Tim. Hell yeah. Make him earn it. Make him earn it. Idiot. Coming up, it's 5 o'clock. T-Mill's best bets at some point. He had a nice night. Yeah, had a green night. So he'll make a little cash. And as we continue, you still get nervous when the Texans play the Ravens? What's your feelings about the Baltimore Ravens? They have, I believe, been the toughest matchup since D'Amico has been here for the Texans. What's your feelings about the Ravens? We'll discuss that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up in just a bit as he got in the green category. So he'll make you a little cash coming up here in just a bit. We've been doing this for a couple weeks here leading into training camp and trying to look at the different AFC teams because there are several contenders, and we have been rolling through many of those contenders. And I feel like most of you feel good about the Texans in terms of the other contenders and your concern. Nobody's scared, right? Nobody is scared. But, like, come off of it. You ain't that hard to not have a concern about somebody. You got concerns. Like, that's a complete lie, right? You got some concerns, right? Now, maybe you don't have – no, you ain't got concerns of the Titans. But, I mean, but you have some concerns. And there are playoff-level teams out there that I think are probably in tiers above the Texans in the AFC in a similar tier as the Texans or below the Texans that are playoff contenders. And to me, the Baltimore Ravens are a team that's been in the tier above the Texans. And I would say, Clint, this team, since DeMeco has gotten here, right? DeMeco, they have played Mahomes and the Chiefs. They've beaten the Chiefs in Arrowhead. They have played the Bills, Josh Allen. They have beaten him and really given Josh two of his worst games of his career. Especially, I'd say, his two worst games since he's become the Josh Allen that we know as the MVP type of Josh Allen. They've beaten and played Joe Burrow and the Bengals and beaten them in Cincinnati. So they have played the tops of the AFC. I would say, Clint, by far, when the Ravens are right, not the guys that came out there and put on those uniforms last year for Baltimore, but when they have been those teams, they've played them every year, they've played them in the playoffs, it's been the toughest matchup for the Texans. When you think about the Ravens, do you feel like the Texans have made up the ground in your mind and are in the same category where you feel like when they play the Ravens, they can go at them? They are right there, and it's a fair fight, and it's a fight in which you don't think there's a disadvantage, a major disadvantage for the Texans.
Oh, yeah, I mean –
you think they've reached that point?
Yeah, I think they've reached that point by climbing and getting better. And the Ravens have, I think they've backslid quite a bit. I mean, the thing I don't know about the Ravens is post Jim Harbaugh, was this a Jim Harbaugh left with perfect timing and turned over a great culture? You know, all the stuff we hear about the Ravens, right? The great culture, and this organization is one of the better ones and better ran and this and that and the locker room. And You know, was last year really about injuries, or was did the culture slip? Was it the older coach that had been there for a while? Had he lost his effectiveness, or maybe even lost his locker room kind of deal? And he turned, like, I don't know the quality of locker room that was turned over to the new head coach, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's my concern. But when you look, Lamar Jackson has had a ton of success against the Texans. Derrick Henry has had a ton of success against the Baltimore Ravens in general, have had the number of the Texans for a number of years. And so I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Texans are a better team, but I think they've definitely improved, and the Ravens have regressed a bit to where I think it's fair to say that, yeah, there's definitely potential of the Texans, you know, beating the Ravens.
Because I think there's potential. I think I've always, when they played them, thought it's an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like,
except for last year when everybody was injured.
They were injured. 44-10, the Texans won that game. But before the season, no one
agreed.
We would go through the schedule. Before the season, it was a road game in Baltimore. Nobody felt great mm-hmm. about that one.
Agreed.
And the three games that they've played four times. They played every year. The three games they played, the first one was CJ and Crew's first game. They lost 25-9. Then they lost in the playoffs 34-10, and that was never a game. And then there was the Christmas Day situation in front of Beyonce and everybody that it was 31-2. And Kamari Laster was the only one who got on the board with the safety. So Derrick Henry ran in a way I don't know that I've seen anybody run on this defense like that. So it's just, they just haven't been on the same level. I got to see this matchup is when I got to see it first. Right? I can feel you and hear you, and it is unpredictable on what the coaching changes will impact the Ravens, and what this, we don't even really know what the offense is going to look like,
yeah.
What they're going to do. We know he was with Ben Johnson in Chicago, but he that's not the only place he's been. He's been to multiple stops, so we're not real sure how the offense is going to be.
I believe he was Sean Payton at some point in New Orleans
that
as well.
That sounds right. Yeah. So he's been around.
Former quarterback. He built his own, I believe he built his own staff, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
What happened? Kaylee thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it matters. Yeah. I think it matters.
Yeah, and so you don't know what's going to be there, but before I feel like I just have to see them play the real Ravens before I think that the Texans are on that level.
Oh, I think there's a lot of that. I mean, I think you got it. I mean, you look at the big three and really the big four in the AFC. You look at Buffalo, you look at Kansas City, you look at Baltimore, and you look at Cincinnati. You know, whether it be losing season last year, change of head coach, change of offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, or just a complete rebuild of a defense in Cincinnati, like all four of those teams, I think legitimately are, let's wait and see. I mean, how good are they after an extremely disappointing season in Kansas City, right? How good are they in another year where I believe Joe went down again with injury and they rebuilt the defense? How good are they, you know, post Sean McDermott? How good is Baltimore without John Harbaugh? Like, what all does that look like? I think there's a lot of wait and see with those teams. But again, the reason you're picking those teams, I think, it isn't coincidence. There's a scary element there with each one of them that you just wonder how the Texans fare against them.
Listen, even in the games, because they've played the Chiefs a fair amount of times in this time period, too, and in the playoffs. I mean, they haven't. Maybe they haven't won all those games. I think they won this year the first time on the road against the Chiefs. But they didn't look like they didn't have answers. They look like they haven't had answers versus the Ravens.
Yeah.
Like they look like they have. It was just like, damn, man, they are just getting beat.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. We'll see. I think they probably come in with more confidence than they have. But But yeah, for me, I think the Ravens are the number one team that would concern the Texans the most. I mean, they're the team. If you had to say, all right, who's the team that we've been doing this concern meter? Who is it? The matchup for the Texans specifically, I think it's the Ravens, because they just, when Lamar and Derek have been on the field, they've had no answers.
Yeah,
none whatsoever. Like, the defense hasn't. That's the crazy part. Coming up, T Mill's best bet. You do not want to miss that, as he is going to try to make you a little cash. And we look at the controversy from last night one more time. It is it was a heck of a situation, and boy, he's got to be going nuts. By the way, Flo has got to be beside himself. He was the only person not singing John Denver last night after the game. We'll discuss that coming up.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm an elite cuddler.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths the media has created and just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, it is T-Mill's best bets, and bounced back, baby, from a couple of 1-for-3 starts yesterday, but he bounced back in there and got a green day. Not Dookie. But
Boulevard of Broken Dreams when I don't hit these bets.
Yep, that's right. There you go.
You didn't like that one.
I did. I'm stalling because I'm trying to think of one to match it.
I felt good about it.
American Rejects. Sorry about that. But no, man. He had a nice little moment. The Team USA was able to lift him over, and the Royals didn't score, so that helped you in a major way.
Sorry, bub.
Hey, man, it was good, man. 4-0. That was all they needed. Only thing was going to be concerned is if they let a team put 22 on them again like they did last week.
Dang, it's a lot of runs.
Lauren just yelling, just take him out.
The pitcher?
Yeah, 10-run third inning.
Love to hear the passion out of your little girl.
She was pissed. She was over it. Awesome. She came out of playing her slime. All right, you can find all of T-Mill's best bets at Space City Sharp. As he has those posted every day. What you got for the people?
Yeah, three more baseball picks. And yeah, shout out to USA last night. That was the first ever soccer bet I placed, and I won it.
Go at it again.
So 100% success rate there. I like that. Three bets are out. Baseball, no Astros. They are off tonight, people. First bet, Braves money line. The Braves will win tonight as they host the St. Louis Cardinals. Yes, I know I placed a money line bet on Atlanta earlier this week that did not hit against the Cards, but this time will be different. Second best bet tonight is an over 9 runs between the Padres and the Dodgers playing in LA this evening. Third and final best bet on a Thursday with the Drive, a team the Astros will see very soon, the Tampa Bay Rays. I have their money line at -120 odds, as they're going to be in KC taking on Ron's Kansas City Royals. So bet the Rays for money in your pocket. Those are your three best bets.
Yeah, got a chance to have a good night. Three best bets right there. Again, trying to close out his week with a little money action there, staying in the green, as he is with a big night tonight, get himself for the week back in the green. So stay tuned. I will read those off tomorrow, I promise you. As tomorrow is a big day for us. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, and the general, the Hall of Famer John McClain, will join the fellas. They'll be previewing Texans training camp, which will be happening later on this month. The time for vacation is dwindling for the fellas, and they're gonna have to get in here and get to work. And so, Mark, John, and the Hall of Famer John McClain will preview that.
It's the end of this month, right?
That's right, man. In July, it's coming.
We got a get ready meeting on the 20th, I think, don't we?
Yeah, and then it's on.
Mm.
It's on, yeah. And then Area 45 after that, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton will hold it down tonight as they got you 7 to 11, the wild, crazy fun that they like to have. Stay tuned for that. We are live and local until 11 p.m., so stay tuned right here with us. And again, a reminder, tomorrow, big day. Myself and Reggie will be back in here tomorrow at 6 a.m. as we will prepare for the second annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon. Coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., where you can help us feed Houston. The Houston Food Bank, they supply meals for over a million people who live in this great city and the surrounding area. And a couple of years ago, we had the idea and the thought to try to help raise as much money to kind of do our part with them. And last year we were able to raise nearly $30,000 in that 12-hour period. We want to be able to do the same tomorrow. And our cast of friends, from Clint to Sean and Seth and John and Patrick and Sean Bajani and Figgy and B. Scott and Luke, everybody will roll in. Some other surprise guests will roll in and be a part of this. I believe we got a Texans player that's going to join us and come through on the radiothon. I hope he knows, man. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say, man, I need you to help us out real quick, man. Need you to go ahead and make a quick little donation?
Yeah,
for
man, get some of that Texans money.
Get some of that Texans money, baby. But no, man, it should be a great time. And just to let you know, right now, this year we have auction items. Last year we had four really cool dinners that we were able to hook five dinners actually we were able to hook people up with Don't let me forget about Comiers. We had five dinners we were able to hook people up with. We not only have those five dinners this year, and they're already up there on the auction list. We have many other things. Autograph boxing glove by Mike Tyson, Nolan Ryan autograph bloody lip photo, Andre Johnson autograph photo of him beating the brakes off of Courtland Finnegan, autograph game size football from Earl Campbell with the Oilers helmet. So many other things there for you. A Messi autograph jersey there for you. You can pick up. You can go right now to Sports Radio 610. You can see the Reggie and Ron Radiothon there, and you can also see the link to get to the auction items, and you can start bidding right now. You can jump in there. We got people who have already placed bids right now. So be ready tomorrow. Make sure you text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. That is the donation link, and you can be a part of being able to help a group of people who really, really need your help.
So yeah, man. Yeah, look, go to that sportsradio610.com and bid on that night out, that dinner at Oak and Iron.
Hell yeah.
With the Drive. Me, Ron, Tyler. It's a hell of a place. Great ownership is tremendous. They will make sure that we have a good time, that we eat good, drink good, and have a great time. It's a really cool place up on the north side. So if you feel like giving back, if you feel like supporting the Houston Food Bank, if you feel like supporting Ron and Reggie and all of us here at Sports Radio 610, go to sportsradio610.com and click on that Drive dinner at Oak and Iron, and go ahead and get the bids rolling now. Come on, let's go. Let's make it happen.
All right, tomorrow, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., we hope you ride with us and hear from you as you get ready for this holiday weekend. All right, Tyler, this a lot will be, and this is kind of disappointing because last night was an amazing night for USA Soccer, and last night they win 2-0. This is the first time they have won in this stage since 2002. But I would ask, the number one thing that I would say people are talking about and the number one thing that I think people remember from that game is, would you say, is it the red card?
Oh,
is
that absolutely.
I would think that, which is really kind of disappointing because it is somewhat of a historic night for Team USA. Well,
it was a huge night. First win in knockout rounds since 2002. I think the second win of all time for the USA. So it was a huge win. I think there's maybe, you know, the Tillman kid with the big goal. I mean, it just a monster moment for a young kind of up and comer, which obviously is that is the case with several of the guys on the team. The adversity that they fought through after the unfortunate red card and ejection of Balogun. So I think there's a lot of good about the game. I think the two most talked about things that I've heard obviously is the red card, which was absolutely Bush League, and a shame that they can't even review it at this point. And then obviously the Country Roads being the song of choice to end the games. With the fans singing that those two things I've heard discussed more than anything.
Well, here is what it sounded like as they were sitting there.
New message.
There it is. There's a new message. Maybe they did review it. but this is what it sounded like as initially it happened. Not even a yellow card was pulled out initially. Then all hell broke loose.
Balogun again, and Muharemovic, both are down. Muharemovic seems to be in the worst shape, although Balogun is still shaken up.
The two of them were tangled up, and he's trying to get a foot onto the ground. I actually think he's kind of lucky not to get a yellow card there.
Is that something, though, the video assistant referee might look at?
I don't think that's enough. That rises to the level that should be a red. We'll see what the final decision is.
Potential game-changing moment.
After review, the number 20 United States Committee serious foul.
Yeah, it's going to be a red card.
The final decision is red card.
Wow. Is it the right call? Is it the correct call?
I don't think it's the
call?
Right call.
All right, that's how it sounded like last night. And it's unfortunate because he has been their leading goal scorer. He scored and kicked off the scoring in that game last night. In the three matches he's played in, he has scored three goals on seven shots. So he is a big piece to what they're going to have to do, and they're to go without it. And I mean, Clint, I can't imagine what he's thinking.
Yeah,
like what he's what he's going through right now.
To your point, I'll add on to it. I mean, not only is it unfortunate that it was that's who it was. It's a major hit to you to Team USA, but it's also not a bad call. It's the wrong call. It's a missed call. It's not the crime doesn't fit the punishment. Yes, nor does the call. There was no intent. There was no malicious intent. There was no. It wasn't dirty. It was part of the game. And for a guy to for a referee or for there to even be a rule in place that would allow this to happen is silly. But for a referee, they call him that in soccer. For a referee to make this call and cost him a game and a half is plumb ass silly. It's unfortunate. It's a mess. It's a shame that Team USA's got to go play Belgium and it's going to do it without one of their best players.
And this is one, Clinton Tyler, that I would, you look at and you say, all right, I'm not gonna act like soccer and the rules and things are my expertise. But I mean, overwhelmingly, people who it is, I mean, I would say Reggie is probably the only person that I have heard say, yeah, I think that was a red card. That even got to that point. I think I've heard a lot of people say, yeah, when you take the steel shot and it looks like that and you don't see what he did leading up to it, maybe you could get to that. But so all of the people who are experts are saying that it was, they're surprised that it was a red card and it seemed to be too much. And I just don't know how you have replay and you can go look at that and you know the significance of the penalty. And you go, because I don't think anybody would have yellow card. I don't think anybody would have had, all right, that suffice. That's enough. But no, he's got to miss the rest of that game and this.
The rule's a joke. The call's a joke. The process of going from a no call to a red card is a joke. The fact that exists, that right there could cost a guy a game and a half is a joke. The fact that in this level of soccer, that's not reviewable. I'm talking about after the fact, like right now today, and they can't go back. Look, we've reviewed it. That's a BS call. You need to have your full complement of players in the next game. The fact that you can't do that is silly. The whole thing is a joke.
All right. Well, what is not a joke is Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. We will see you tomorrow morning for the Reggie and Ron Radiothon, 6 a.m. sharp, please.
Get you some sleep, bub.
I'm going to try to. Please, please help us feed Houston. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. We'll see.
What do you call Belgians? What do you call people from Belgium? What are they referred to as, Tyler?
I don't know. Belgians?
What are Belgium people referred to?
Belgians?
That's what I said.
I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a great...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You go straight to it. Right. Sounded good.
That felt right.
Yeah. They make great waffles.
They didn't end with an M?
Yes.
So you drop the M and put an N?
Yeah, it adds up. Makes sense in Europe.
Okay. Coming up next!
I want a smoke and a pancake. You know, flapjack and a cigarette? All right. Cigar and a waffle? No. Then there is no pleasing you.
I am from Holland. Isn't that weird?
Brought to you by...
Hey, shout out to T-Mill. Like a boss.
I'm just sexual, man.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, But you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is the refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.